Welcome back to take three of this episode of Shōjo Podcast.
Don't say that.
We're candid here. That's my whole thing.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So hopefully I fixed my audio post edit. Otherwise, apologies, folks. Joe will sound good. So we'll just let Joe do a lot of talking as he does most episodes.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask you maybe if you watched a movie that we talked a little bit about, but it won't be in the recording. Did you watch a movie?
I sure did. Okay, let me go. Hold on.
The dog's barking. All right, fine. I'll talk. I watched a movie. I watched The Jungle Book, the Disney movie, The Jungle Book. And you know what? It was fine. I don't really have that many opinions about it. It's cool. We're watching all the Disney movies in order. Some of my friends are. We're supposed to watch Mary Poppins, but that movie's 2.5 hours long, so we didn't watch it this week. We're going to watch it next week because we got a late start. I've also been watching some other stuff, I guess you could say. I started watching, I think it's Gentry Chow. Is that the name of it? A Netflix TV show, animated cartoon about a girl who has like fire powers, and it's like a kind of coming of age thing, and also she has to make sure she stops burning everything down with her fire powers. I'm 3 episodes in and it's pretty cute so far, so that's fun. My friend told me to watch that. I'm trying to think of what else it I did.
Sounds
I feel like I did anything
cool.
I've been playing a shit ton of Kingdom Hearts. That's what I've been doing. I played Kingdom Hearts on the PC because I finally got I bought it on the Epic Game Store forever ago, and I'm like, I'm going to play through all the Kingdom Hearts games. And I finally decided to just do it because I'm like, whatever. Am I playing Silk Song? No, I'm playing Kingdom Hearts 1 and I am 100%ing it. So I did all of the monotonous bullshit that you have to do to start 100%ing it. And I am on my way through. I have only the secret boss left and to get to level 100. And this is what I spent my weekend doing because I am an adult.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Did I buy you enough time?
Yes. It's just gonna be, not that Sarah's audio ever sounds perfect, but it's just gonna sound less perfect than normal. But whatever, I just have to live with that. That is an editing Sarah problem to think about. I got to be present. Okay. Watch the Demon Slayer movie. It's eight. It's fine. Whatever. I got to get the fried pickles at Alamo Draft House, so that was a win.
Wow.
I wasn't bored, so
yeah, no, that's good.
Most of the critical, I don't know. Anime is just nice to watch for the most part.
I feel like you can't have you can't really do a critical read of Demon Slayer. It's kind of like running counter to what it is, which is just like you want to watch people swing their swords around and it looks nice. Except when they do the 3D thing, I don't like.
Yep, hate that.
Did they do that in the movie? I bet they did.
Yeah,
is it in the movie they do like the weird 3D like?
Yeah.
But they have money. It's a movie.
I feel like it's not as obvious as it is in the animated or the anime, the show.
Okay.
I was like, the body proportions are weird because everyone's like so compact. The art style, and we have jacked 15-year-olds. It's just like,
it's very funny.
I guess
it's
always the case in shonen, though.
Everyone's ripped. I guess so. And they're like ripped in a way that is like, if you saw somebody like that, you'd be like, that person's really dehydrated. I don't think they're gonna put up much of a fight. To be honest, they're probably gonna pass out after 10 minutes.
Uh huh.
It's just very funny. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That like 3D blend thing. Ugh. I guess I'm going to have to watch the Chainsaw Man movie when that comes out. And
Chainsaw Man anime did the
3D weird too. I hope they don't do that in the movie. I hope they like.
They're just making the movie that is what they.
Yeah, they're making like the next arc,
right?
Yeah, the next arc is a movie because now we're doing that. But I hope it looks better.
I saw a trailer for like them doing the origin story, maybe, of Chain? Like,
no, there's no origin story.
No, I mean, like,
Oh, wait, they made, like, a compilation movie?
I feel like they're making, I think that's what I saw a trailer for.
There should be a new one coming out. It's like new stuff.
It could be. I didn't watch it, so what the hell do I know?
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
I hope it looks good.
Yeah.
TV show looked fine, I guess.
For all the pretty ladies, we're going to oogle. It's got to look good.
Sure. I don't like this next arc of Chainsaw Man, so I don't really care either way. I like the one after it.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. I also planned a social gathering.
Wow.
Like I did it. It was me. Oh. Yeah. And it was fun. We went to this place that had roller skating, bowling, arcade, karaoke, and axe throwing. And so we bowled, we skated, and then we did karaoke. And it was a good group. There was 8 of us. Good times.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was fun.
Did you bowl a 300?
No, we like kept breaking the bowling lanes so we couldn't finish our game. I had never seen this before where the pins were like literally attached by a string.
Oh, are you doing duck bowling?
I don't know.
Like they're small and you throw like a ball the size of like your hand kind of.
No, it was like a normal bowling ball. But like,
whoa.
So it kept being like malfunctioning and then maintenance had to keep going. And then we would see the pins and we were like, oh, it's like a puppet show. Cause he would like move the pins around by the string trying to arrange them. And I was like, oh my
That's
God,
really
why?
Weird.
They hate us. Why do we keep breaking it? Yeah. Oh, well.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and big announcement today, work wise, is that we announced we're working on a based off the Lewis Carroll book, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland course. In
oh,
December.
Nice. I read
so
that
books
recently.
Are excited. Oh, really?
Yeah. I made Good. My book club read the annotated version that had all these weird annotations that were mostly just unrelated stuff.
Interesting. And then I'm currently have cat allergies or something, so, and I napped as always, or like as frequently, I don't know, it's like, what's the bingo chart for recording shoujo? It's like Sarah oversleeps past the scheduled time.
Well,
Sarah's mic doesn't work.
This is a bingo chart for me. Yeah. Yeah. We don't record on the day we're supposed to record, and then on the makeup day, you're unresponsive for 4 hours, and now it's 10:40 p.m. at night.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah. Well, on that note, I guess we should get started since it's so late.
Do we have to? I mean, we can just keep talking. It's fine. I'm not going to go to sleep for another 2 hours anyway, so... It's cool. Anything else going on? Anything to not talk about these episodes of Shifuru?
I'm so excited. Then like, dang.
I cannot believe they did this to us. How could they do this to us? How could this have happened?
And our boy. Ugh.
All right. I guess we'll talk about the episode.
Let's do it.
Unless you want to banter about something else. I could talk about how I'm watching more Turn A Gundam. I could talk about Turn A Gundam. That's more fun than talking about these 3 episodes of Jack Furu.
I didn't say that I have much to contribute on the topic of Turn A.
Turn A. Mm-hmm. It's in the opening theme song.
Oh.
It's really good. Uh-huh. It looks nice. It has great music. It's mostly just hanging out. Except for the parts where it's not about hanging out and it's about moving around in giant robot suits. Oh, there's your cat.
Yeah, look at her. When the dogs are away, the cat comes out to play.
Yeah. I really need to start reading some books that I have so I can start reading some other books that I have.
I guess one thing that's exciting is that I set up my new stream deck that has dials and stuff. So check it. This is just for you, not listeners, but like, I've added a bunch of stuff.
Oh, you're zooming in. Yeah.
On my mic, and I can adjust the volume, all the different inputs for like what I'm listening to and stuff, and adjust the brightness of my key lights and stuff, all just with a little dial turn. And so it's like a fancy stream deck from Elgato. So I'm enjoying that.
Yeah, it's cool. Cool. Well, I finished season 3 of The Sopranos. Now I'm on season 4.
How many are six?
There's six. Yeah, I have so many hours left. This. It's a lot. Watching hour-long TV shows is hard. I have to, like, really take the time to do it, and I haven't, and I haven't done it yet.
Let's see. Gen V season 2 starts this week, and then Big Brother had a crazy thing where, like, spoiler alert for Big Brother 27. it's something that came out of the main episode, so I got spoiled for it before, like, I got spoiled from something that people saw on the live feeds before they, like, had the actual episode. I was like, hey, there should be articles about this until the actual episode comes out. What the hell? There was, like, a controversial eviction because it wasn't through the normal. It's like, if anyone else had been the one to go home, people wouldn't have been so upset because it was this particular person. People are like, that's it. I'm not watching the rest of the season. This, that, blah, blah, blah.
Dang.
So, and it was like the person I was rooting for the most. And
oh, no.
I'm still able to be like, yeah. Well, I don't loathe anyone left in the house that I'm like super, they can't win. I have people I don't want to win. And then I don't particularly have someone I want to win, just people I don't want to win.
Yeah, so cheering against him.
It's gone. I know. They should have just cast me.
Put me in. I would have been a great contestant. I wouldn't have gotten controversially evicted. I would have won.
Or no one would have cared that I went home.
Or it would have been uneventful.
Still would you time. Watch Big Brother if I was on it?
I would watch Big Brother if you were on it.
If you watch the live feeds, you just hear me be like, I have this podcast, you know, because they would never put it in an actual episode. But in live feeds where I can talk about wherever.
You just find a camera and are just talking to it the whole time. I'm sure they would love that.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Okay.
Let's just do it.
All right. Chihayafuru, season 3, episode 7, is called The Storm Blasts. I just read that for the first time. It's called The Storm Blasts? Really funny.
Good.
We pick back up on the match, you know, the big climactic match between Chihaya and Taichi that we've been building up for several seasons, and I'm like, holy shit, we're finally doing it. Everyone's blown away by how good Chihaya and Taichi are. They're like, wow, this match has been going on. Wouldn't it be weird if we just opened this episode and we're at the very end of it inexplicably? But we are. Here we are. We're at the end of the match. It's down to the wire and Chihaya is leading 2-1, even though she was kind of losing before. How did this happen, I ask? We don't get the answer. They both swipe at the last card and Chihaya takes it. I have to lean back for this.
That's my next note. I was also disappointed. Yes, it is. It's just boo all caps going on. So all the O's.
Chihaya is declared the winner somehow. Once again, a deliberate strategy to beat somebody is defeated by instinct, better hearing, being born a protagonist. I don't know. She won somehow. I wish they talked about it or we knew why or we saw the tide turn against him, but we didn't. We didn't get any of those things. This just happens, I guess. Anyway, I could go on a big, long thing about how this one thing happens in Jujutsu Kaisen that I hate, but I'm not going to do that because that's unrelated. But just know, my least favorite thing ever is when a deliberate strategy gets defeated by someone's natural talent or some bullshit.
Damn.
I hate that. Anyway, this entire scene operates kind of like a slideshow, which makes me think that they're completely out of money.
Oh, yeah.
From the last episode, because the last episode was like huge production.
Oh, yeah, it looks so good.
And this is operating like a visual novel. And I think what we see in the next couple episodes does confirm that they were probably out of money. Everybody thinks that Chihaya is definitely going to be a challenger for Queen, but that makes everyone wonder if she's going to skip her class trip or not. Her advisor is like, hey, maybe we can get you, like, permission to go to the qualifiers or something if you want. Like, you know, it won't be you skipping class. Like, we could figure it out if you really want to. Then Chihaya's mom shows up, but she missed the match. And she's like, oh, hey, Chihaya, how'd the match go? And Chihaya starts crying and says she wants to go on the class trip. Her mom's like, I mean, yeah, you're going to go, right? Like, why are you crying about this? But Chihaya continues to cry and says that she wants to be a teacher, so she should go on the class trip, but she also wants to be queen. This sucks. All the things I want conflict at the moment. Nah. And then she's like, oh, by the way, mom, I won the tournament. In the bathroom, Taichi zones the fuck out, and Arata comes to ask him how he's doing, and Taichi says he's fine and leaves. Arata follows him, and they make some awkward small talk, and then Arata tells Taichi that he always thought of Chihaya as Taichi's because he had been around her for a longer period of time. And Taichi's like, bro, what are you saying to me right now? I'm thinking about other stuff. But then Taichi thinks that he always thought Chihaya belonged to the both of them because they're so similar to each other. In that they both played Carta that one time. But then Arata says,
similar.
I know, they have nothing in common. But then Arata says, well, I guess Chihaya isn't like an object and therefore doesn't belong to anyone, huh? Weird. I guess I never thought about it that way. And then we cut to a different scene.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Linger on that, that thought of like, yeah, he's right. Just psh, out.
What? What is happening?
Boys.
Like, we either run through the metaphor of we're both rivals after somebody, or we run through the metaphor of, like, people don't belong to other people. You can't be like, hey, man, maybe this rivalry doesn't make sense because we're people in the world. That's weird. It's like being too meta about it.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess this is, like, a whole thing for Arata. Because he's like, oh, it should have been me, and then, like, Cyan and stuff. I don't know. He's being a little weirdo now.
Like, it's a problem. Like, so here's my problem with this scene, or with this beat of being like, oh, Chihaya doesn't belong to either of us. It, like, that's obviously true, and it also makes me think that all of the time you guys have been thinking about how Chihaya belonged to one of you, recast it as being really creepy and weird. Because before I'm just like, oh, this is just like a trope, this is just like a romance trope, whatever. But now that you're at like the final act being like, maybe that wasn't a good thing to do, I'm like, yeah, dude. It was weird, but I was going along with it because it's a trope. Now it just feels weird the whole time, like you guys are both obsessed with her for some reason.
I can't understand why, and I'll get to more things I hate that Chihaya does in the following episodes.
Oh, Chihaya is terrible.
Makes me mad.
She's such a brat. But yeah, anyway, this is what Arata wanted to talk about Taichi after Taichi lost a match somehow.
What would have been nice for this guy that Taichi's been comparing himself to and feeling like he's lacking is, and they're supposedly friends, is if Arata was like, hey, man, you that was an incredible match. Like, mm-hmm. I can't believe this, blah, 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 or something. Not immediately like, ah, who cares about the fact that you just lost? Let's talk about this chick that you lost to.
Yeah, well, this is so bizarre. Like, nothing even going on here about, like, making sense that you guys are friends. Very weird. Extremely weird opening to this episode. Anyway, now it's time for the class trip. And wow, the budget for this episode is small, I say, as it also operates kind of like a slideshow. Chihaya has decided to go on the class trip. Whatever, she'll do the qualifiers next year. The whole Carta Club goes except for Taichi, and Satomu tells Chihaya that Taichi skipped saying he had a fever, and Chihaya's like, oh no, I should call and see if he's sick, but Satomu's like, dude, obviously he skipped to go to the qualifiers, what are you even talking about? Chihaya keeps trying to call him throughout the day, but he doesn't answer, so she's so distracted by calling Taichi that she isn't enjoying the class trip at all, basically. She's just, like, glued to her phone. Eventually, he actually answers the phone, and he's like, Jesus Christ, stop calling me. But he's actually at home, and he says he actually has a fever. And Chihaya's like, oh, okay, cool. And nearby, Nishida makes a phone call to his society member guy, and they tell him that Taichi's on the rolls for the qualifier. So, like, come on, man. Obviously, he's just skipping. He's lying about having a fever. Chihaya, come on. Chihaya is scandalized that Taichi would go to the qualifier and try to get ahead like that. How could he become a better Carta player than me behind my back, I say.
You just beat him. My God.
Uh-huh. We skip over to Taichi, who tells his mom, who also thinks that he has a fever, that he's going to go out and study. And she's like, oh, cool. Great. Go out and study, even though I thought you had a fever. I don't know.
Spread the disease.
At the Shiranami Carta Society, Sumire is being harassed by Tsukuba's younger siblings. she's bummed that Tai Chi lost last or earlier this episode, and thinks that he's too focused on Karda now and won't be in the mood for any romance. How am I supposed to do my plot stuff? Sumire says, I'm barely in season 3 so far. Dr. Harada comes and is pissed to hear that Hiroshi isn't showing up so he can't practice with him. Fortunately, Tai Chi shows up and tells everyone that he is, feeling better after being sick this morning or whatever. Anyway, I want to practice. And Dr. Harada's like, cool, let's play some games. And they play some games.
Bad doctor. He should have been checking his fever to make sure he's okay.
That's true. He is a doctor, but I think he's just like, yeah, cool. Well, listen, you're here. Whatever. Let's go. Back at the trip, Kana is shocked to learn that Tai Chi skipped. This was supposed to be an opportunity for him and Tai Chi, or for her and for Chihaya and Tai Chi to get close, but they can't get close if he's not here. She's the only one with her head in the game. Chihaya's like, well, that settles it. I'm leaving too. He's not supposed to get ahead of me. He didn't even want to become master, so why'd he skip? What's going on here? I'm the only one who should be obsessed with Karda, she says. Satomu tells Chihaya that Tai Chi is planning to go to med school, which means next year he'll have to be studying for med school, and so he won't really, like, have time to play Karda. So really, this is his last year to dedicate everything to Karda, so he's gotta go all in right now. And Chihaya is depressed for the rest of the day, and she looks out at the night skyline and wonders where Shinobu lives. And then she thinks about calling Arata, but doesn't.
Freaking Chihaya, just want to, like, wring her neck. Like, you made this decision. Just because someone didn't make that same decision doesn't mean that then affects you in any way. Be them, let him be. Also, it's so sad that someone who's only known him for like a year has to tell his childhood bestie that, like, hey, did you know? Did you ever think about what he's going through now? Okay, well, here it is. Fucking, we're not all dumbasses that don't have a chance to go to college like you. You have the time next year to do this.
How does she not know? Us.
Oh, God.
He's going to go to med school. That must be a thing he talks about. Knows.
Yeah, it's probably maybe in her mind is like just a thing that his mom is going to make him do and not that he would actually want to do or go through with it. But I don't know. She's a bad friend.
He should just be like, oh, hey, mom, I'm going to go hang with an actual doctor and we're going to talk. We're going to do some practice
totally.
And not say what they're practicing.
That's right. No, that sounds scary, actually. Let me go practice with the doctor. That sounds.
Yeah, I'm going to have a I'm going to have my doctor friend mentor me with some stuff. She'd be like, oh, that's so great. Because he is actually a doctor. I wonder if that'll happen, because that makes sense. Because Dr. Harada is actually a doctor. Anyway, whatever. We're just not what
it's
this episode
too
is about.
Not related to Karda.
That's
it
true.
Has to, yeah.
We can't have anything else happen in this show. Elsewhere, Arata and Morale are practicing, but Arata's kind of sucking it up. Everyone in the society is like, what's up, man? You've been bad ever since that tournament. And while riding his bike home, Arata thinks about what he said to Tai Chi about Chihaya not belonging to anyone. Why would I even say that out loud about my strictly platonic friend? Arata says to himself. That's weird. Why am I having feelings? Gross. He says to himself. He doesn't actually say gross. Anyway, whatever. He's like, they'll both be on the class trip anyway, so it's not like I'm going to see them anytime soon. Arata gets home to find Yu, the neighbor girl, waiting for him. Arata's parents went out to eat with his relatives, so they're not home. Yu gives Arata some food from her mother, or that she says is from her mother, for his big day tomorrow, and Yu asks why he looks so sad if he's playing tomorrow. She's like, hey man, you can't recruit new members with like a dour face like that. You gotta win tomorrow so everybody will want to join. And then she's like, even I was thinking about joining if you won. And Arata's like, hey man, I'm only winning to make my grandpa proud. I'm not doing this for teammates or any other reason. Yu's like, all right, fine. And then runs off, and Arata takes out the food and thinks that her mom wouldn't have made this. She must have made this because she's got a big old crush on me. Except he doesn't say that because that would be too self-aware for him.
Yeah. Oops. But it's super obvious. Get that alarm.
I had an alarm go off.
That was the call the police, check if Sarah's alive alarm.
That's my go to sleep. or get off the computer. It's late. But it's not late because whatever. Anyway, we cut to Shinobu's house and there's a ring at the door and Shinobu comes over dressed like, and I'm not kidding, an actual clown. Do you want to describe her outfit?
So she's wearing like a really puffy, poofy little mini dress thing, and then she's got like matching like puffy socks or knee or like leg warmer thing. She just looks like a cartoon character. She looks like a character from Animal Crossing, but with a human head, I guess.
Yeah, she does. Oh, it's terrible. Anyway, she answers the door, and it's Suo, the master. He's here with Daddy Bear Pastries, and he's like, I want to make a deal with you, but we don't get to hear what the deal is as we cut the credits. Hey, I hate this episode.
Is bad.
Everything about this episode's bad.
Yeah. Yes.
And except that Shinobu's in it. That's fun.
Yes. Oh, and we get more Shinobu. Oh. But, and yeah, this will be our first, like, real, like, seeing much from Suo, the current master. So that's something new we'll be seeing here.
Yep. Why is this episode like this?
I don't know.
Why did Taichi lose?
I don't know. I should have let him win.
How did he lose? How did that happen?
How did they do that to him? Literally, because then they give us the saying he won't do it next year. I don't know if that's true or not, but like, if that's the case, author, give him a victory. God.
Why did they have a whole episode about how he's doing this deliberate strategy and all this other stuff, and then it just ends and it's like, oh, he lost.
It makes me mad.
And then Arata decides to start being in the story now, but he's starting at stage one when everybody else is in stage three, where he's just like, wait a minute, I have romantic feelings, kind of, and also I think my neighbor has a crush on me. Like, bro, we're in episode 9 or 7 of season 3. You can't be doing this now.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Oh, Lord. This is it. This is the last season. They can't play with our heart anymore after that.
I can't believe he's been talking to Chihaya this whole time and he didn't know that he liked her. He's been thinking of her as belonging to either him or Taichi, and he doesn't know that he likes her.
I don't know.
You don't do that. I don't do that with people.
See, him and Chihaya are a match made in hell. The both of them. So unaware. It's obvious. Taichi's too smart. Ooh. He's too emotionally intelligent for this.
We're going to have a new nightmare couple.
He was their bully at first. He should have just stuck to that role.
He should have, yeah. Oh, jeez. Well, Chihaya is on the class trip that she's not enjoying, that she went on because she wants to be a teacher.
Little shit. Shut up. Oh, it makes me mad. You're wasting time.
We hate her. We hate her so much. Oh, don't worry. Next episode, she's even worse.
Oh, God.
Here we go. Episode 8. It's called As Friends and Strangers. We open on a description of the Golden Pavilion, that's a World Heritage Site in Kyoto, that the kids are visiting on their class trip. Except for Chihaya, who isn't enjoying it because she's still fretting over Taichi being better than her. Elsewhere, Dr. Harada is surprised that Taichi would skip class to go on his trip. He's like, wow, this kid is way more dedicated than I thought. That's amazing. Anyway, everybody goes to the qualifiers. Except for the people on the class trip, obviously they're not going. We see that old guy who played Retro in the tournament actually won and is now Class A, so he's in the tournament and not Retro. Thank God. This is the best thing that happens.
We'll never hear from that guy again. Nope, he's back.
This is very funny. I'm so glad.
I would rather have a side character that we hardly know at all that is just there for, because he's actually giving us some comedy versus the gloomy Retro who, blah blah blah, whatever. I guess he's there to glorify Taichi and give us insight to Taichi, because Chihaya certainly isn't giving it to us.
The bit that this guy is like just for some reason good at Karda, even though he's not that interested in it and is only doing it because his wife likes it, is very funny to me. Much funnier than anything else happening. Anyway, Retro unfortunately is still here though, so we still have to like deal with him. He sees Taichi and is like, wait, shouldn't that guy be on his class trip? How come he's here? And then nearby, we hear Suda withdrawing because he lost his bet to Taichi last tournament where he lost to him. So he said he was not going to participate. So now he came here in person to not participate. Taichi's like, come on, man, it's fine. You could play. I don't really care. But Sudo's like, no, I never back down from a gentleman's agreement or whatever. So Taichi tells him that, how about this? If they end up playing against each other, he'll just resign. That's like the same to Taichi. And Sudo's like, okay, yeah, that's pretty good. I guess I will go back on my gentleman's agreement. So that's what's happening. So Sudo gets to stay in the tournament, unfortunately. We see all our other Class A pals here, like Haruka and Rion and the boob guy, and everyone's here except for Chihaya. Yay, we all get a scene that they're there. Sumire and Tsukuba have come on to cheer their players, and they're, like, you know, waiting outside, because this is the tournament where, like, everybody has to watch from outside a window. But then they see Taichi's mom angrily, like, walk up to the window and see that her son isn't studying. He came here to play a card game. What's up with that? Why isn't my son studying?
How did she find this place?
Dude, I don't know.
Did she have a tracker on him or something?
There's no way. She I have no idea. Does. Elsewhere, the tournament officials talk about who they think is going to win. Some think Arata is a favorite. This is at the other tournament. I'm sorry, I phrased that weird. We cut back and forth between the two qualifiers, the East and West. Anyway, we cut to Arata in the Western qualifier, who's having stomach pains because he ate too much of Yu's food. He does stop to look at the roll and sees that Taichi is on the list. And he's like, wait, why is Taichi on the list in the Eastern qualifier? He's supposed to be on the class trip. Does he really want to be the master that bad? I thought he was just playing because Chihaya was playing. What's going on here?
I feel bad for Taichi that, like, I mean, sure, he's into Chihaya, but I feel like, no, I don't know. It's not like he thought he had a chance enough to, like, play this thing that requires so much work without having at least a little bit of interest in it personally. Everyone just thinks he's Chihaya's, like, shadow. I'm like, ew, gross, no.
Yeah. Nobody understands Taichi. I'm almost like, does he really sad to miss his class trip? Does he even have friends that care about him?
I don't know. I feel like is very goal oriented, and so hanging out with friends just might not feel productive to him.
Yeah.
At least that's the way he's been raised.
That's true. Also, he said something really funny last episode when he's on the phone with Chihaya, because he's like, oh, I'm sick. She's like, oh no, but you're missing the class trip. He's like, dude, I'm rich. I can go to Kyoto whenever I want. Which was very funny.
Yeah, that's also a thing.
Anyway, outside, Shinobu shows up to yell at one of the officials for giving Master Suo her address and phone number. What the fuck, man? He came to my house.
For real? She's a minor, you insane people. That should be, like, illegal.
That should be some kind of violation. They should get their ass thrown out. But also, it's fine, because Suo is there, because he drove the two of them in his motorcycle and a sidecar, and everyone's like, oh my god, clearly Shinobu went because she just wanted to ride in the sidecar, which I think is fair.
Very That's funny. On brand.
I love Shinobu. She's just like, I don't want to hang out with this guy. He's like, ooh, he's got a weird vehicle. Maybe I will hang out with this guy. Everybody at the Western qualifier is like, wait, why are they here? And Suo starts handing out sweets to all the players in, like, a really weird way because he speaks really softly. That's his thing.
Like a little creep that goes to young girls' houses unsolicited.
That's true, but he does seem like he's totally harmless in every way.
Yeah.
Anyway, we learned a little bit about Suo. We learned that he only started playing in college and was just really, really good at Karta. And also, he's still in college, so he's just been playing it for, like, he's been playing it for, like, 5 years and has been the master for 4 of them. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, and he's been freaking, yeah, like, everyone's just like, when will he graduate already? Ah!
Yeah. The officials are like, hey, Suo, why are you here? But Suo, like, speaks too quietly, so they can't really hear what he's saying. Eventually, he says that he's probably going to graduate soon, and then he's going to get a job. So after this year, he's going to retire. And everyone's like, whoa, what? But the officials are all happy, because that means they're finally going to get rid of this guy, even though for the most part, he seems just kind of quiet. But he did show up to give everybody dessert, so he seems kind of nice. I don't know.
And everyone listening, because he says it in a way that implies, like, when, you know, I'll be a master for another year. Like, everyone who's working hard to beat him this year is going to fail. Like, he's just assuming
he's going to
retain that title. And they're all like, what the hell?
He's like, this is the timeline. I'm going to win again, and then I'm going to quit. Very funny. And then Suo sees Rion's grandma and is like, hey, it's my favorite reader. She's here. And everyone hates this guy because he's a total weirdo. Even though, once again, he doesn't seem that bad. He's, like, not even the worst guy in the show by a lot. Honestly, if I'm ranking all of the guy characters, he's probably in the upper half.
Yeah. I worry for the, like, I don't know. Maybe the author had, like, weird relationships with dudes growing up. I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know why you're, like, favoring this type and not you know, and then making this seem so bad.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Suo asks Shinobu if Arata is her friend when he sees her looking at him, but she cryptically says that he's a river away. So thanks, Shinobu, for clearing that up. Round one begins, and Arata is real good and wins easily. Time passes, and Arata wonders how Taichi is doing in the Eastern qualifiers. Suo shows up and offers Arata a snack, and he's like, hey man, I just watched your match. You're really good. You could be the master one day. But not this year, though, because you're not exciting to watch. And then he leaves. And Arata's like, what the hell just happened to me? Back in the Eastern qualifier, wait. Yes, back in the Eastern qualifier, Taichi is playing the old guy that ranked up by beating Retro. Taichi wonders why he's going so hard if he really wants to be master. Is that why I wanted to come here so bad? He says to himself. Outside, Taichi's mom is like, what the hell is happening? Why does my son want to become the master of Karda? What the heck's going on here? She asks Sumire how long a match lasts, and Sumire is like, oh, I don't know, like an hour or so. And she's like, an hour? I gotta sit here for an hour?
An hour is so long.
Yeah. So Sumire is like, I could like text you after the match is over so you don't have to sit here. And she's like, yeah, perfect, great. And she gives Sumire her business card. It's pretty funny. Sumire thinks that this is her chance to win Taichi over by getting good in with her mom.
Love the ambitious lady.
Yeah, great. Love the subplot here. Better than everything else going on. We cut to the Fujisaki current captain losing to Dr. Harada. Actually, the whole Fujisaki team is blowing it. Their coach won, who I guess is playing, and also Haruka won, because, you know, she's like a favorite. And also Rion won, so all the women are doing great, but the guys sucked it up, and hopefully we're done with them forever.
Yeah. Karma.
The game ends, and Sumire is about to call Taichi's mom, but she stops when she sees Dr. Harada looking haggard. He goes upstairs to rest. Taichi wins his match by 11 cards, and he tells Retro that he should have been able to beat that guy if he just learns his quirks. And Retro's like, I didn't lose to that guy because I didn't learn his quirks, bro. I lost to him because I'm not as good as you.
Taichi, don't stoop. Don't stoop. Stay away from Retro.
Stay away. Don't. You don't know this guy. Don't commiserate with this asshole. Sumire, just, I feel like we're acting like Taichi's mom right now. I mean, like, get away from these losers. Don't be a totally. Champion at something else. You don't need these people. Sumire decides not to tell Taichi's mom because she figures she'll make him leave if she gets to him before the tournament ends. Taichi's mom comes back and Sumire blocks the door. Her mom is like, why are you doing this? My son shouldn't be doing this. Playing card is a waste of time. But Sumire tells her that he's not going to play forever. He's been working really hard and this is important to him. You shouldn't be doing this. Taichi's other match finishes and he comes out to see their standoff. Sumire tells his mom that he's been working really hard for this and she can't pull him out now. And his mom is about to start talking shit about Karda, but then gets worried because like she's clearly pissing off all the other people outside who are there for the Karda tournament. So then she just leaves instead.
Yeah, she cares about what people think.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to make a scene.
Taichi's like, holy shit, Sumire really stood up for me there. I can't believe it.
It's like
somebody cares about me.
Their hope that they're gonna, but then it'll always be like, oh, I'm the girl he didn't really want at first because he's so hung up on Chihaya, and then Chihaya's gonna be around forever because she can't do anything by herself. And then is it just,
this is what I need to have happen.
Chihaya, get out, move out of the country.
Taichi and Sumire. Sumire cares about you so much, Taichi. She cares about you more than anybody else in this show.
For real.
You need to get, I hope the time skip whenever we get this sequel series is like Taichi and Sumire are married and it's great, and Chihaya and Arata got married and then divorced because they're terrible people.
I guess that would be satisfying for Taichi.
Ugh. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, the next round, Taichi is matched against a guy who's really good, but it's fine because Taichi's in the zone. He's playing just for himself now, he says, as we cut to credits.
One more episode.
One more episode. Yeah, it's fine. This was mostly Taichi playing, which is, you know, it's fine. It's a fine episode. We don't get to see him play, though.
No.
We're kind of speedrunning. Again, this is why I feel like they're out of money. Like, the pacing is all off. We're just, like, barreling through stuff.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, at least we got one cool episode of the season. The whole season!
God. All right. Episode 9 is called I Recall How My Own Efforts Were in Vain. At the Eastern Qualifier, Master Suo is going to leave, but Shinobu tells him she wants to pay respects to the Omijingo Temple first. They do that. Shinobu asks Suo why he's so confident he can win 5 times in a row. She's like, what's your driving force? And then Suo replies that he doesn't have one. And Shinobu's like, this fucking guy. This is why people don't like him, is because he's just good at it. And he doesn't really care that much.
Yeah, totally.
That's why everybody hates him, is because he's just like a chill guy. Like, oh, sorry for, I'm sorry I'm good at this card game. I don't know what to tell you. Everyone's such a little hater.
Yeah, the Karada lifestyle is that you have to, it has to be all consuming. You can't have a life outside of it. You can't care about other things. You have to be obsessed or you're not good enough. You don't deserve to play it.
Yeah, like you can't just be the best. You also have to deserve to be the best. Like you have to be doing it the right way, which makes me think that maybe the problem here, guys, is that Karada is a bad game. Anyway, elsewhere on the school trip, Chihaya is moping her way through it. They go to a place related to the 100 poems for Chihaya, but she's too distracted to pay attention because she's just thinking about Arata and Taichi.
Yeah, that just made me so mad. Make me so mad, Chihaya! Be multifaceted. Be capable of, like, doing something and putting something out of your mind. I just, ungrateful brat!
Yep.
Your friend wanted to hang out with you. I know she's not important to the show and we don't even remember her name, but she's your friend, right?
I got it. I got the name.
Come on.
I got it. So Okay. Eventually her friend Michiru, who has been nothing but a complete champ, having like planned this whole trip for Chihaya to have fun going to this dumb place related to these 100 poems that nobody knows but her, is just like, I'm done. And she takes the battery out of Chihaya's phone and then she yells at her saying that like she needs to be present for the trip. She's like, I went out of my way to plan this whole thing for you and like everything and you're not even paying attention. Come on. And then Chihaya is like, oh my God, I didn't realize I wasn't paying attention. And then she apologizes and hugs her friend saying she'll be present for the trip from now on. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Chihaya.
It's awful.
I don't remember where you ranked in my list, but you're surely going to drop.
Michiru is too good for you. I think Michiru and Taichi should, and Sumire should just all go hang out and be friends in a different show.
Uh-huh.
A show about friendship. God. A show about having fun with your friends.
Certainly not this show.
Chihaya talks about how this is a once-in-a-lifetime trip, and we get a montage of them having fun. Chihaya runs into Kana at the 100 Poems exhibit, and Kana is eating this place up. She's having the best time. She gives some exposition about the poems and poetry in general, but I didn't pay attention to most of it because I didn't understand what she was talking about. Chihaya thinks about her match with Taichi. Just, even though she was gonna be present, here she is, thinking about her match with Taichi. It seems like he was trying to communicate something to her during that game. It's almost like that game had multiple thematic layers to it. That had like
what could it be?
It had like a lower layer of like our interpersonal lives of like what we mean to each other and how we pay attention to each other. And then like an upper layer about like natural talent versus like acquired skill. I didn't catch any of that. Maybe because the match just kind of abruptly ended in the second episode with no explanation about what happened in the middle of it. That's weird. Anyway. She thinks about this. Did you just drop something?
I just dropped some of my noodles on me. Okay. It's fine. I'm just eating some ramen.
I was watching.
All good.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Continue.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, she tries to piece together what happened 2 days ago. Back at the qualifier, Taichi is losing to his opponent. He needs some muster, and his opponent immediately double faults, and it turns out his opponent pretty regularly makes mistakes like that, but even still, he's still a good opponent, so it's still close. Taichi is still down, but sees Sumire at the window and locks in. He's like, that's the girl who stood up for me that one time earlier today. He starts playing defensively and starts improving, and Taichi thinks that he doesn't want to totally become a defensive player. He thinks about the time he practiced with Dr. Harada right before the tournament, and Dr. Harada told him that overall offense is a better strategy, but that Taichi is also really good at defense. So, I don't know, man. Just do whatever you want, I guess. There wasn't really an end to that conversation.
Yeah, I don't know. Just do what you want to do, Taichi. Just because they taught you Harada doesn't mean you have to, like, uphold their... It's not like you're the sole... inheritor of the style of the Shirigami society. Like, there's other people playing that. You don't owe him anything. Just play how you want to play.
I wish there was somebody in his life that didn't let him down. But there just isn't, is there? Samire is the only one.
Maybe he has a little sister. Surely she hasn't done anything too bad yet.
I forgot about
that. She's also only been in like 2 seconds of this entire show.
Yeah. Anyway, the match is close and it comes down to, that's right, folks, the luck of the draw again. Oh my God, can this show do anything else for once in its life? Taichi has been in 1v1 draws like 8 times. It's comical at this point. We are joking.
It's exhausting. Taichi, you're good. It shouldn't have to come down to this every time.
Anyway, Taichi loses and eliminated. The end. Samiri is about to go to him, but Tsukuba stops her, saying that he probably wants to be alone right now. Taichi walks.
Tsukuba's a boy, and he understands
boys.
Manly feelings and wow.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? We haven't gotten him doing his stupid face at all this season.
That's true. It's probably too much for them to animate. It's probably too expensive to animate. That's true. He pretty much hasn't been in it, which has been great. Love that for him. Love that when he's just a guy to be there to explain gender roles. Taichi walks home thinking about what he could have done different. Or he just walks around. Nothing. The answer is nothing. It came down to luck of the draw and he got unlucky again. Maybe if he got another card earlier, I guess I could have done better. But I don't know, man. Whatever. This is stupid. Anyway, the round ends. Dr. Hirata won his match, but he only gets a 10-minute break until the next round. And he is spent because he is an old man. He doesn't come out in time for the next round. So like the other old guys try to give him some cover so he can like make it in time. And he like hobbles his way out because his knees are killing him. You got to sit on your knees, which is terrible.
How old do you think he is?
He's like 50 something. I think he says it at some point.
50? Okay. You know what? People just don't age the same as they used to. Like, I watch old season Survivor and they're like, oh, I'm 50. And they look like they're 80.
People used to smoke
at my mom who's
a lot.
50 in her 50s and she looks totally fine. So
people used to smoke a lot of cigarettes. And drink a lot. But yeah, like if you look at like old sitcoms, like people are supposed to be like, you know, they're like, oh, I'm 40 and they look really old. And you're like, oh my God. Yeah. Health standards have gotten a lot better and people have gotten a lot healthier for sure. But anyway, this is a game you have to be on your knees for an hour every match. So yeah, I can see how that would just suck. They should give them like pillows or something. Like wear like padded pants, man.
Knee pads.
Yeah, knee pads. Yeah. They shouldn't be able to have that. You can't have that?
God.
There's no way that could like give you like an advantage.
The elderly division where they all play seated at tables or something.
Yeah, wild. While this isn't like addressed by anything, you just have to like be in pain. Anyway, Samira texts Taichi that the semifinal lineup, and it's Dr. Harada, Sudo, the Fujisaki coach, and Rion. They're all in it, which means the semifinal match or the final match or. Oh, this is the final match, isn't it? Oh, it's the semifinals because it's the East and Western side. Okay. So it's either going to be Dr. Harada or Sudo, a guy I hate. Great. Awesome. Dr. Harada is so worn out. Oh, yeah. I guess also Haruka lost at some point.
Oh, yeah. Who are the girls?
I think it's the Fujisaki coach and Rion. Is that right? No, it's you. Oh, I said this wrong. Where the hell do I have it? It's Yumi versus Haruka. Sorry, they both lost. Fujisaki Kosen and Rion lost. Yumi. Like the chick from last year.
I'm like super invested in
Yeah, who cares? Literally, who cares? Anyway, Dr. Harada is so worn out that his students are getting the cards for him because his knees are like he's dying. Taichi comes back to watch the match. Taichi remembers a conversation he had with Dr. Harada about, I don't know, superstition or some shit about how you can predict future cards based on what's been read so far. So if you send the bad ones to your opponent, you'll have a better end game for the luck of the draw. I'm sorry. I realize my notes are bad. Dr. Harada is not playing Sudo right now. He's playing the kid that Taichi lost to. Sudo's playing some other guy, and the Fujisaki coach is playing who? Yumi? And Rion's playing Haruka? I think that's right. Anyway, I'm saying this because Dr. Harada's about to beat this kid, but he didn't beat Sudo. Dr. Harada's game gets down to luck of the draw against the kid Taichi lost to, and the last card is red, and it's Dr. Harada's card, and he wins. Luck of the draw isn't about luck. It's about, I don't know, experience or something? This is dumb as hell. That's my note. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Like, gotta come up with new things.
What the fuck?
That we can somehow improve upon.
We're just making shit up now. We invented a problem with Tai Chi, which is that he's unlucky. And then Dr. Harada is like, actually, if you're good at prognition, you can solve this problem, Tai Chi. It's a skill issue. Get on my level, I guess. What the hell is happening?
Maybe it's just to give Tai Chi hope that...
No.
He's not doomed forever.
How the hell is this hope? This is stupid. This makes me so mad. I can't believe Tai Chi came up with an individualized strategy to defeat Chihaya, and it didn't work, and his punishment is having to learn that luck of the draw isn't actually luck if you can feel the flow of the game. What the hell is happening? Just give yourself over, Tai Chi, to the spirit of Karda, and it'll glide you to victory or something. I hate this. This makes me so mad. Ugh, whatever. Anyway, Dr. Harada is an inspiration to old timers everywhere. The final match is Dr. Harada versus Sudo. Parentheses. This show fucking hates me. Close parentheses. And in the women's side, it's Yumi versus Haruka. I can't believe Sudo isn't out of this fucking show and we still have to look at this stupid asshole. Who cares? He lost to everybody. He lost to Chihaya. He lost to Tai Chi. He should be done. We should never have to hear about him ever again.
Mm-hmm. Nope. I don't know.
His character trait is that he's an asshole. That's it. That's the only thing he's got going on. He's just a dick. Like, what? It's uninteresting. Who cares?
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't, because we have enough characters. We don't need that many characters to be following, especially when we don't care.
Like, should we go down the list of all of the guy, the side character guys? Right? Let's go down the list here. At the top, we have Tai Chi, the best guy. Great. Love this thing. At number two. Yep. Who's number two? Arata, I guess. He's fine. He's nice. I wish he was in the show more.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Number three, Satomu. Actually, Satomu's above. I forgot about Satomu because he's not in this season. He's above Arata. Satomu's great. Mm. He just likes to study. He likes statistics. Great. Love him. Cool. Number four. Dr. Harada, he just yells and shit. Harada. Yeah, that's great. We love that. He's like all energy and stuff. Five, I don't know. Uh-huh. Who's number five? Hiroshi? I don't know. Morale is a guy. Nishida? Oh, I forgot about Nishida.
He's probably pretty low.
He's barely in the show also. Yeah, Nishida. Okay, yeah, Nishida's fine. He doesn't do anything. He loses all his games now because who cares? Six, I don't know. It's bad. Now we're in the bad territory. Who's good? Tsukuba sucks. Hiroshi was too excited to be mentoring young girls.
Oh yeah,
for my comfort.
That's right.
Retro
old man. Yeah, the old man teacher.
The other old man teacher who's just kind of annoying. The whole Fujisaki Zero. Team is cursed because they're all like sexist weirdos. Sudo sucks. Bad. It's bad. It's bad all the way
even
down.
The top tier is like not.
You know what? Suo. Master Suo. He's fine. Honestly, whatever. He's like weird. He's dismissive, but I don't care. I'd also be dismissive if I was better at everybody else with this stupid card game. Get fucked, everybody else, I would say every day, and I would get things thrown at me. I wouldn't do that. But yeah. I'm very punchy this episode.
Here for it.
Oh, God. Anyway, let's get back to the summary. In the Western qualifier, Obrada is still in it, but he's playing different than normal. Shinobu's like, that's weird. But then she has to leave to go eat because she's hungry. And an official stops her in the hallway and invites her to come to their Karda society. And he mentions that her grandma is worried that she's too isolated. You need some friends, Shinobu. He's like, you should come play with us. Like, we got a new member who's really good. You should play her. That would be great. And then Shinobu asks his fine if she crushes her. I'll crush your new up-and-coming member. And then the guy doesn't say anything, and Shinobu starts to leave and thinks that this isn't anybody's business. She has no rivals that are also women. She has guy rivals, but we don't get to play them because it's a gender-segregated sport for some reason. Anyway, Arata wins his matches in the finals. He sees that Tai Chi lost in the Eastern qualifiers, and he's disappointed. The final round is announced, and it's Arata versus Morale as we cut the credits.
I'm not, like, that interested in this match either. Like,
who cares?
Whatever. Rod will probably win.
How does Morale... Oh, no, we know how Morale plays. He plays straightforwardly, and it's just kind of good, which doesn't mean anything.
Got wrecked by Dr. Harada.
That's true. He got worn down by his ass.
And Tai Chi. Oh, man.
All the momentum of the show is gone. Yeah. All of it.
Yep.
Screeching halt.
Well, I guess, I don't know. I don't remember. Okay, we're only we're not even halfway through the season.
Oh, we have.
No, wait, how many episodes are in this season?
24.
25 again?
I think 25. Okay. Let me see. Dude.
This will be anticlimactic.
So they've run out of money. This is clear. These episodes are way less animated than the other ones. I mean, again, that's like about the production of the show. That's not like, I don't think that's anybody's fault necessarily. I think it means that they got sped up. Like I this feels like it had production issues.
Yeah, it was like significantly later. So
because like the whole pacing is totally different too.
Yeah.
You know, like from last episode, it feels like there was something like they had some conversation that's like, listen, we got to wrap this up. Like, we're not getting to season four. We got to get to the end here or something.
I would rather it be good and not finished than finished and shit.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't, it's not that bad, but it's just like, it's noticeable. It's a noticeable change. You know, it's like a lot they of stills of characters.
And a vision of what the show could be and then took it away immediately.
Yeah, but I feel like it didn't have it in there. Like, I feel like it's just not in there, you know?
Mm. Oh, wow. Well, that is episode 7 through 9 of Chihaya season 3. We did it. Let's finish off strong so Joe can go to bed. What? Sarah just took a long ass nap, but she'll probably go to bed soon too.
How are you gonna? You just drink coffee. How are you gonna go to sleep?
I don't know. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Sure. Why not?
Okay.
Like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Howdy, YouTube viewers. It's us, the Shoujo Podcast. You're listening to us on YouTube, right? That's how people listen to the podcast on YouTube. We do post there. You could go and listen to us there.
Yep.
You're probably listening to us on like Spotify or something. Yeah. You really should be listening to us through the raw RSS feed, baby. You can't leave a review on the RSS feed, but you know, I know your thumbs. I can feel your thumbs up radiating through the Wi-Fi signals. But if you are on a platform, go ahead and drop us 5 stars. That's important so that we can gain some discoverability and also feels good. It feels like I'm not just recording a podcast on 3 episodes that weren't very good at 11:30 at night. For no reason when I get 5 stars. I feel rejuvenated. I feel good, you know? Like my life is amounting to something and not falling apart at the seams. So please do that.
No pressure.
And tell your friends. Tell your friends. Tell your be like, wow, you know, if you
tell your mom.
Tell your friends. If your friend was thinking about watching Chihaya Furu, be like, I don't know. You could just listen to like 20 hours of a podcast instead. Or along, you know, you can watch it too. The show has been, I'm down on these 3 episodes, and I've been down on seasons 1 and 2, but the episode 6 was really good.
So good. Yes, listen as Sarah fails again to defend a show she claims to be one of her favorites.
You hate Chihaya, you hate her so much.
I do hate her. You were
so much more angry at her than I was. Oh, don't be like her.
Whatever. No.
Just don't do it.
Okay. What did we learn? Don't be a little brat and ruin not only your own experience, but your freaking friend who tried so hard to plan stuff just for you and, you know, was known as a good planner that people were like, oh, we're just going to go along with them because, you know, so-and-so is so good. And then they're like, what happened? I thought you were good at this, but you're picking weird old poem places to...
Yeah.
So don't do that to your friend.
You gotta pay attention to the effort of the other people around you. It's how you show them that you care when you notice when they do things that are high effort for you or what they're putting high effort in. Maybe you shouldn't be so surprised that your friend is going to a Carta tournament when he's been playing Carta with you for the last 2 years.
But reals.
Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you should know some more stuff about the people around you and pay attention to them and value your friendships, because going on this class trip is so important, but not the friendships you have because you misunderstand youth entirely. You're like, oh, this is a big formative experience I'm going to have looking at my fucking phone. You don't understand what formative experiences are. It's about the connections you make with the people around you and having a good time. You don't need to go to Kyoto to have a good time with your friends. I mean, you do, Chihaya, because you don't hang out with your friends because all you do is play Carta. But imagine you were a different person who knew how to enjoy their life.
Uh-huh.
Go have fun with your friends.
Yep.
She's going to be the worst guidance counselor ever.
Oh, she's going to be a bad teacher. She's going to be a
bad teacher. She doesn't know shit.
Oh, gosh. Well, she doesn't even remember any of the students' names. Oh, my goodness. She wants to be like the Fujisaki coach, but I feel like it's going to be like the children she's looking after had to look after her instead. Oh, God. Anyways. Yep. Okay. So what do we think? Next episode's going to be...
It's going to be better. It's got, I mean, are we just done with Tai Chi? Like, Arda playing. Is this the arc for Tai Chi over? Like this season?
He's our main character.
I mean, it feels like it is. Like he's tapped out. Like he went on his own and he got as far as he could get and he had bad luck again, which apparently you can counter with some bullshit about being old. Yeah. And he didn't have it. And that's it.
Yeah. Well, we still got... I'm like, can we get some more, like, let's get, like, Kana playing or something. We have, it's only been Tai Chi, this is the Chihaya,
dude.
Arada, Tai Chi season. Forget about all the, literally, when was the, okay, I'm like, you forgot Nishida's even a character in the show. Forget that's how bad about
the dude, Tai Chi isn't in any of these thumbnails for these upcoming episodes. Oh, wait, there he is. I'm like, maybe he dies. Maybe he gets hit by a boat.
Ugh. No, why him and not Sudo? Get out of town.
Oh, I don't know.
Is it going to be Arada versus Sudo? You think?
God, I mean, imagine caring about that match. I can't imagine anybody would care about that. Sudo's boring.
Okay. You know what? I ate some instant ramen. I don't know if it was expired or not, but maybe it's doing things to me. And you got to go to bed. So
all right. Well, join us next week to answer these questions and more on the Shoujo Podcast. Goodbye.
See you guys next time. Welcome back, listeners, to the disaster podcast known as Shoujo, where I, Sarah, mess up something new every recording. And this one's, oh my God, this is going to be so bad. I'm looking at my waveform now. It's going to be like Sarah's going to.
Are you going to be blown out? Do you want to listen to it? Just pause and listen to it.
No, it's fine. It's just that it's not. It's just going to, I'm just going to apply like a volume leveler or something. And I'm going to have to get my dogs to not bark because it's super going to pick that up.
If you need to adjust to having me still have some time, you can do that.
No. We're in it.
Should we redo the opening?
But it demonstrates so well. the chaos.
This is end content for sure.